mukama wafe yesu kristo yebazibwe nnyo
musiibe
mutya mulinyira mukama wafe
obulamu
buli
budiobulamu
bulungi mukama mulungi ate omubiri
gwesooka
obuze ku
neibao
aba alina obuzibu mumubiri musabire ekyala mu linnya lya yesu awonyezebwe kuba omwoyo omutukuvu oyo ali mu
masekatiigafe
era waaba n'obwetaavu omugambo omwoyo omutukuvu ye buyinza obutwa bye twetaaga obulamu buno nemukumuweereza era omugambo waliyo ne bamalayika b'obugabirizi oyinza okwogerako nabo ne bakulabirira awakuweetaaga mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu kubanga batundibwa okuweereza abagenda okusikira
obulokozi
manyi ng'oli kusiwa ddiiru y'okusikira obwakabaka
bw'omuggulu
nsuubira buli yazze wano yosuwa ddiiru tebwazze kugezesa yesu yesu tetumugezesa kubanga abali mu nsi bonna bamugezaako naye ffe abamaliridde okutuula twamaliridde kubeera mu ye ennaku
zonna
bonna abatambula eyo bamugezaako kubanga batambulira mu ye era mwe bassa n'emmere zikula mu ye
byonna bibyeyaba
mutesitingako era bamugezaako
naye
ffe tetwazze
kumugezaako
kwagala kubeera mu ye
nga
gwe muzabibu ogwadda
naffe
nga tuli matabi ag'olubeerera yesu
yozitwebaza
kitaffe ow'omuggulu olw'okutwagala ennyo n'atuwa omwana we mukama waffe yesu okutulokola era nitwebaza mukama waffe yesu obutatuleka nga
bamulekwa
n'ajja atuweereza omubeezi omwoyo
omuntun'atakomaku
ekyo
n'atutumira
ne baganda baffe bamalayika
batuweerezakyanjawulo
mazima yatwagala era newankubadde nga twali babi naye yalowooza ku bulungi
bwaffe
ng'ayita mu kugumiikiriza ebiro ebyokufuuka
abalungitumwebaza
mu butuufu singa kyali nti afiirira balungi twali
tetuwona
kubanga tetwalina bulungi
bwamuyesu
yebazinaye gwakuba yalowooza engeri gye tuyinza ofuuka
abalungi
obutuufu enkyanga oli mu yerusaalemu nosinza otendereza tolina kukabi
waddeekyo
kyekyamutuguzisa n'omuwendo
gw'omusaayi
yesu yebazibwe wali oguze ku eddungu wali oguze ku ddungu naye ffe twali
malungutuli
mu muwendo
naye
yesu n'agamba naye
bwengula
eddungu
lino
nteka irrigation ng'eva mu ggulu
nebafukirira
n'omwoyo
nebabala ebibalamukimanyi
twali muti nga tukaze
nga tuliiko
wadde
ebibalanaye
n'asaba n'agamba
taata
ayo omulundi gumu ntekeko
ebigimusafukirire
n'ofukirira tufu biba bibala n'ettaka lyaffe lyali
ddungu nga tekuli
bibala
naye
sebe okugula nga gw'olina esubi
n'walamatan
n'ogula eddungu lino kuba gye bujja
olijja kubalira mugaso
naye mutufu gamazima
ekuba
ddungu twali ddungu
ate
wegiba miti gyali gikazi tekuli wadde
akabaga
tewali subi naye ye n'agamba wakyaliwo
esubi
okubeera ekiri kye yali yatutondera kirikiri eri
ekyomwabaavu
era mwebaza nga ntunula wala
nnyo
yesu
yesimwebaza
nga ntunula
wana
wakati leero ndabika nninamu ku bulungi obutini
bwenaye
bwe ndowooza ku bubi
obulungi
bwe nali oba bwe mbadde
ngendo
yesu
Praise Jesus.
That is the spirit.
And I thank, and this is irrigated me.
And
me too now bear fruit. And you too I see you bear fruit.
So tumwebaze nga tunula wala.
Let's thank him looking far.
Kubanga na yeye aliyatukula yatunula kumaso.
For you too when he brought us, he considered the ahead.
Chiche kuyenzo kubeira.
What we can be.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
I
request you reach there far.
For
if we see you considering you far, he wants to forget all the past and to make you a new creation.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
That's
what we rejoice over every day. We may be eating and drinking. We marry, we get married, we build, we walk nations, but the most of all is to reach the goal.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you reach there when you're perfected, that is done and finished.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
thank God. He's going to move on, teach us again to profit.
They're
going to see the skins of the devil
on
to God and to his church.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
we told you, we still wind up to see the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness. And we separate from the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness.
Yet
at the same time,
we
begin to write Christ in his church. And those are the saints. And the false Christ and their churches, those which are in buildings, and they have only members in them.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
But
in all as we begin,
it is
just as we wind up.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. And then we head to see the fourth beast, the kingdom of the devil, the fourth kingdom.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus so much. The fourth beast, the kingdom of the devil, that known as the Roman Empire.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus for man.
Amen. Have
you understood what we have to see now? We are going to be seeing the fourth beast, that known as the kingdom of the devil, that known as the Roman Empire.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus for
man.
But as we see this beast, just as we're going to get explained, we understood their work is to fight church.
We
realized it's the spirit of the devil, that which fights the saints. As we see the fourth beast, the kingdom of the devil, that known as the Roman Empire, we have to reach its image, the image of the beast.
It
means the in your notes, you put A and B. The image of the beast, that known as the Roman Catholic. That is A. The image of the beast, known as the Roman Catholic Church. In that you see are many religions.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus.
Part B,
which we are to see, is the beast with horns like of the Lamb of God. In these are beliefs which appear like salvation. And they have different amazing miracles. Those which appear like of Christ. It means this beast. The fourth beast needs are many things in it.
We've
seen its part A.
We're
going to see the title of the beast.
That's
known as the Roman Catholic Church. And the different religions in it. And the beast with two horns like of the Lamb of God, which is known as salvation, which is false. Or beliefs which appear like salvation. And there are many miracles which appear like of Christ. If you have to open your ears clear as you read it, Yes,
you
was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
Vanga, wakati yao, nina kurabi mitu bingi.
When you meet, you're going to see many amazing things here.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus.
Na inga tulabuda maunga kuna.
But we see our nations.
Na hivika nini.
And the nations and the clans.
Atukuna wako, kori kina kurabi mitu bingi uri tewa.
Before we have to see things we've heard of.
Yes, you was with
you. Praise Jesus.
Orutawa mimi.
That this battle.
Ndi wakati uwa mtu nomu.
It's not between man and man.
Wabula uri wakati uwa jisikiza na uomu sana.
But it's between darkness and light.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
Stegezo, you know, put on the side of your
you must choose the child you're
going
to be on. To support darkness or light.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
It
will remind you, all you in the world, the clans, nations, and languages, this battle is not between man and man, it's between darkness, the evil,
sin,
the devil, and light. And that is God. And that is life.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
It means
you must choose the side you're going to be.
By
the great words you're going to be hearing. But you first got one. It's not your battle with your brethren. It's not a battle of religions and beliefs.
It's
battle between darkness and light.
It
began like this as we explained that word.
This
word, battle between darkness and light. We begin to explain like this.
We
introduce officially that beast to you.
For it's
the beast which has reigned a couple of years as
well.
For the kingdom of the devil which has been for a long time. But the warning has said, this battle is not between man and man.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
It's
not between religions and religions, or beliefs and beliefs. That's the battle between darkness and it's the sin.
And
that's the devil. That's death. It's the destruction.
And
they fight with light. That is God.
And
that is life. Eternal.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus. It was proclaimed like this. First, warn you to understand. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 and
15. Mukama Katonda, n'agamba omusota nti, kubanga okoze kino, okulimiddwa gwe okusinga ensolo ez'omu nnyumba zonna, n'okusinga buli nsolo y'omu nsiko. Onootambuzanga olubuto, onoolyanga nfuufu ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwo. Nange obulabe, n'abuteekanga wakati wo n'omukazi, era ne wakati w'ezzadde lyo n'ezzadde ly'omukazi. Ezzadde ly'omukazi liri kubetenta omutwe, naawe olibibetenta ekisinziiro.
Yes, it was
praise Jesus.
Olutalo luno,
this battle,
terwatekebwa okulwanagana ezzadde eryava mu Adamu.
It wasn't put offspring of Adam to fight themselves. And those who came from Eve
to
fight amongst themselves.
But
the battle from long, it was put between us and the devil and his fallen angels.
We should
be able to fight the darkness.
But
by the hypocrisy and the schemes we move on to see, this battle was exchanged and got between the though you came from Adam. Those who came from Adam and Eve.
What
I want to warn you. It's not a battle between people and people. It's not the battle of religion. And it's not the battle of belief. But it's between light and darkness. Or between sin and righteousness. Between death and life.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
We
were to choose a side.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus. But the Lord says, according to Genesis 4,
Mukama n'agamba Kayini nti, kiki ekikusunguwazza, era kiki ekikwonoonesa amaaso go, bw'onookolanga obulungi, tokkirizibwenga, bw'otokola bulungi, ekibi kituula ku luggi. N'okwegomba kwe kunaaba ng'eri ggwe. Naawe onoomufuganga.
Ngiwulidde bulungi. Have you heard very clear?
Yamugamba.
I told him.
Ekituufu kiri bwekyo.
The truth is like this.
Kaini.
Kaini.
Tulowooza nti ogenda kola olutalo wakati wa muganda.
Don't think you're going to wage a war between you and your brother.
Yamugamba gwe kola obulungi.
He told him you do good.
Ekibi kikubeere wa.
Sin will get to be far from
you. Osobola okukifuga.
That you will be able to reign over.
Naye bw'oneewaayo ku kikiri.
But if you commit yourself to it.
Kigenda kukufuga.
It's going to reign over you.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Stani yatutegeera.
The devil understood it.
Olutalo tulwali wakati wa.
The battle wasn't amongst ourselves.
Wakati w'abaana ba Adam.
Between the children of Adam and Eve.
Wabula utawo wafe.
But our battle.
Lwali lwa kulwanisa Satani.
It was to fight the devil.
Era twali tumaze okulondawo side ya Katonda.
And already chosen the side of God.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Lwaki bino bireetedwa ba mukama?
Why is this brought nine?
Tukutegeeza.
We tell you.
Ebigambo by'ogenda okuwulira mu nsolo eno ey'okuna.
What you have to hear the fourth beast.
Obwakabaka bwa Satani.
The kingdom of the devil.
Obumanyiddwa nga Roman Empire.
Known as the Roman Empire.
Ebintu bingi ebirimu ebyewuunyisa.
Many amazing things are involved in here.
Omwonga mwe muli ekifaananyi ky'ensolo.
And it, this is the image of the beast.
Ekimanyiddwa nga Roman Catholic Church.
Known as the Roman Catholic Church.
Era nga muno mulimu amadiini amalala mangi.
And there are many other religions.
Agatondebwawo okubuza abaana ba Katonda.
Those created to pervert the children of God.
N'okulwanagana wakati w'eddiini n'eddiini.
To fight between religion and religion.
So era wakati mu bo.
Yet in the amongst them.
Era wamba ne wasibukayo ensolo endala.
There still arose another beast.
Egera amayembe agalinga ag'omwana.
Which has horns like of the Lamb of God.
That's
where came beliefs like of salvation.
And
in them they have a likeness of miracles. Those which appear like of Christ. But friend, they are fighting each other.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
that's why you, just as God first told us,
and
told kind that, be very careful.
But
what's between you and your brother? Cain had to agree with Abel that they fight the devil to fight darkness.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Sin and its wage is death.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Let's
move ahead. Genesis 4.
Bibereberye esule yokuna olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Cain 4 verse 8.
Kaini n'ayogera ne Abeli muganda we. Awo bwe baali nga bali mu nnimiro, Kaini n'alyoka agolokokera ku Abeli muganda we n'amutta. Mukama n'agamba Kaini nti, aluwa Abeli muganda we? N'ayogera nti, simanyi, nze mukuumi wa muganda wange. N'ayogera nti, okoze ki? Eddoboozi ly'omusaayi gwa muganda we linkaabirira mu nsi. Kale kaakano okulimiddwa mu nsi, eyasamizza akamwa kaayo okuweebwa omusaayi gwa muganda wo mu mukono gwo.
Praise Jesus.
Yamugamba.
He told him.
Omanyi Satani yatuuka n'akyusa olutalo.
You know the devil reached and exchanged this battle.
Kubanga singa Kaini ne Abeli basigala bakola eby'obutuuko.
If Abel and Cain remained doing righteousness.
Bandibadde bawangudde Satani.
They would have overcome the devil.
Naye kati Satani kyakola olutalo n'alukyusa n'aluzza wakati
wo. Did shifted the battle amongst ourselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So if you're not going to hold it,
all you're going to hear. God first warns you when he passes through his
words.
That's the Lord Jesus
and
the Holy Spirit
and
the thanks of the holy angels
and
unto all holy creation
and
unto all the holy ones.
That
this battle we speak
of
all the words you're going to be hearing,
it doesn't
push you to go fight with your brother.
It doesn't
push you to go fight religion and religion.
Neither
they believe.
Wabulu kumanya ingiri okuwa baje kwaliwo.
But to know how it happened.
Ingiri je okuwa baku mje kwa jia kubawo.
How all this enmity came in place.
Kusebulu kuda hili kitafu omoya.
We are able to get back to our one father in heaven.
Wanga mdini yogera kuhoyo.
For every religion speaks of him.
Ila nizikirizi yifayo ni igamba
buhi. Every belief come out speak the same.
Kali naba almost.
And those of the world.
Paga amani kitafu ahimu.
They say our father is in heaven.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
So na inga chweta boku mani.
But what you need to know.
Nti. Wabo jeri kitafu.
That when you get and come to the father.
Kusala wasa idio musana.
To choose the side of light.
Kusaburo kuruwa nse kizikiza.
To be able to fight darkness.
Ulina kola mwoto.
You must do like this.
Kwa agara ukuronda wasa idio musana nse kizikiza.
You want to choose the side of light and darkness.
In this time,
he
decided to be on the side of darkness, the side of the devil and his kingdom, which appears like a beast. Friend, the battle is going to be very hard for you.
You
will have chosen the wrong side.
But
if you choose the side of light, that of the kingdom of God, the spirit of God, be a more than a conqueror all your days. According to 1 John, that chapter 5.
1
John chapter
1.
Ebaluwa yokana ekisooka esula esooka olumiri olwokutaano.
1 John chapter 1 verse 5.
Na kino kye kigambo kye twawulira ekyava mu ye era kye tubuulira mmwe nga Katonda gwe musana so mu ye ekizikiza temuli n'akatono. Bwe twogera nga tussa kimu naye ne tutambuliranga mu kizikiza tulimba ne tutakola mazima. Naye bwe tutambulira mu musana nga ye bw'ali mu musana tussa kimu ffekka na ffekka n'omusaayi gwa Yesu omwana we gutunaazaako ekibi kyonna. Bwe twogera nga tetulina kibi twekyamya ffekka so nga n'amazima tegali mu ffe. Bwe twatula ebibi byaffe ye wa mazima era omutuukirivu okutusonyiwa ebibi byaffe.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
They've
told us, those who come to God, you must accept the light. The light of knowledge is shining
in
us. The light of life. But if that light of knowledge refuses, the light of understanding God, to come to lighten us,
he's
already chosen the side of darkness, the side of evil, and its wage is death, which reaches the second day. That's the lake of fire.
In
all what you're going to be hearing, in the fourth beast, the kingdom of the devil, the Roman Empire,
and
the two beasts you've heard of,
the
image of the beast Roman Empire, known as the Roman Catholic, and the image, and the beast with two horns, that like of the Lamb of God. Now the spirit there, when it believes, and they appear like salvation, and still they have miracles.
It's
what you're going to hear. You must have chosen a side to move with. Light that lights for you.
Don't
understand the truth of all things. In the religion, you don't know its origin and its belief.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
I want to tell you, you're going to hear the light of all things and its lighting. And if you choose to if you decide to choose that light, knowing the real truth, you're going to be on the side of God. And there's no religion, neither a belief, but it's focused salvation, that which shifts for us from darkness, take us from the light of eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You want us in John 3, verse 17, he said this.
Yokani sura yokusatu n'olunyiri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
John 3:17
agamba nti kubanga Katonda teyatuma mwana we mu nsi okusalira ensi omusango naye ensi erokokere ku ye. Amukkiriza tegumusinga, atamukkiriza gumaze okumusinga. Kubanga takkiriza linnya lya mwana eyazaalibwa omu yekka owa Katonda. Guno gwe musango, kubanga omusana guzze mu nsi abantu ne baagala ekizikiza okukira omusana.
Ever since
we began to see these beasts,
but
we first saw the first beast, which appeared like a lion, the kingdom of the devil, that known as Babylon. And we saw the second beast, the kingdom of the devil, and the spirit of the devil, which was in the bear.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we had to see the beasts, The third beast, the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil, which appeared in form of a leopard. A leopard. And we understood that was the Greek Empire.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus.
But right now we are heading to seeing the fourth beast.
Roman Empire.
They are known as the Roman Empire.
But remember,
this one joins all the first three versions.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So it means
the time. Come here with much light in these words. You've been seeing light.
Going
to go much ahead to exceed.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But again, in the same time as you see the light, going to speak many of the olden things which had knocked within religions and beliefs. And many of your forefathers died in those
things.
But the light has come that you choose to see whether you've been on the side of light or wrong.
You
are not taken by darkness of ignorance.
But
you are just light too. And you went on the path to light of that darkness. And beware of life. You, in being the religions of those beliefs, you are saying perhaps it's God here.
Yes, we will.
Praise Jesus.
Right
now, as you see this much light, to lighten you and you reject the religion of your mother and your forefathers. For you
are
going to know the secrets of all of them. Let's move on with John.
Yokana sura yokusatu.
John chapter 3 verse 19.
Agamanti, guno gwe musango kubanga omusana guzze mu nsi abantu ne baagala ekizikiza okukira omusana kubanga ebikolwa byabwe byali bibi kubanga buli muntu yenna akola ebitasaana akyawa omusana so tajja eri omusana n'ebikolwa bye bireme okunenyezebwa.
Mulimu abagenda okugaana. There are those who are going to refuse. The religious people we see there, and you of the beliefs, which appear like salvation. But we are going to tell you the exacts. Your belief, how it came in the world, and what does it mean?
Yes, we have
received. Praise Jesus. Now it will be up to you to take out the lies. That's why God first warned us. It's not your battle with your brother. It's not a battle of religion. Neither of the belief. It's the battle between lies and darkness. Between the devil and God, between the children of God and the children of the devil.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Between life and death.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But the
death
we speak of is not of the body. We speak your spirit taken to the lake of fire and it's melted there. Let's hear.
You can't destroy your sato.
John 3 verse 21.
Naye akola amazima ajja eri omusana.
Singa ddala oba eddiini yonna gyona aboolimu. Any religion you'll be into.
Ngulira kwogera bwino wali eri amazima
ebiwandiikiddwa. We speak all proof of the truth written down.
Bwona abanga mutufu wali watomera butomezi.
If truly you see that you're knocked.
Nga mutufu ekintu nawe tewakimanya.
And the thing you never realized it.
Musana gwonna gw'ogenda okuli ogenda kukkiriza.
The light you're going to hear, you're going to believe it.
Kubanga ogenda kuba
kuwakira. It's going to be lighting very clear. Tell you the truth of all things. Now, if you insist in that, it will be known you are an evil person right from the beginning. You are with the devil from the beginning fighting the light who is God. The light is going to shine. You're going to see that these are the things. Now you will insist when you know. We should know from the beginning. You caused us the problems we are in this world.
You,
from the beginning, connived with the devil.
John 3:21. Naye akola amazima ajja eri omusana. Ebikolwa bye birabike nga byakolebwa mu Katonda.
The one does truth
But the light of God is going to be shining. The light of total knowledge. But no.
But
they deceived us. Things were not meant to be like that.
Yes,
it was written clear. Now is the time. Don't point again to your brother or fight with them. Look at the darkness of ignorance to fight with it.
Yes, that
devil doesn't want to get the light of total understanding. All things how they are.
John 3:22. Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo, Yesu n'ajja n'abayigirizwa be mu nsi y'e Buyudaaya n'alwayo nabo.
Kati omusana gwe tuwogera ogulisira
ddala okumanya okujjula era nga bwe twagala
okugwogerako
okusinda mu Bakolinso ekyokuyisulayo
kuno
kwanawusinga
nga
tuyita mu
musana
okumanya
kwennyini.
Everything
was hidden whether of what religion is upon you.
If
you had hidden it, if you claim to bring it as light, we are going to expose it.
We are going
to pass the light of the word of God. But we told you, don't awake up with acts. This battle
in
darkness and light.
Now, we
want you two to bring what support that
you have
after we expose every light.
But if you carry
there is another with a great axe, that is Jesus.
That's
the axe of the Lord, which uses to cut nations. Before you see me as a wrong person,
and
that man is against my religion,
so
but bring light proving what you've spoken is not true. Second Corinthians 4 from verse
1.
The light of knowledge, it shines in darkness. Expose things which were hidden of religions and beliefs.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri, essuula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olusooka. Kale, kubanga tulina okuweereza okwo nga bwe twasaasirwa, tetuddirira. Naye twegaana eby'ensonyi ebikisibwa nga tetutambulira mu bukuusa. So tetukyanga kigambo kya Katonda. Naye olw'okulabisa amazima nga twetendereza eri omwoyo gwa buli muntu.
Every person, we want to be explained and get to hear things clear. That is why you see, we began making the mention
of
this fourth beast. But we first told you what God speaks of this issue.
Before
arose a word fight to fight your brethren.
The
battle between darkness and light. First be in your heart, you feel a heavy battling in there. But feel within
you
to cast out the darkness of ignorance. For the devil, the God of this age, the eyes of religions, beliefs, and people in the world, to know what concerns those beliefs where they came from. That's why they're just followers.
The
Lord told us to make them disciples.
And
people know where the belief begins and where it ends.
Why
do then others choose their leaders in darkness? And they elect the Pope in darkness. If we don't know the criteria how it moves on, those we tell you those sacred things. That's what we are headed to see. But if we want the entire world for the sake of the Lord Jesus, this moment of agreeing with the Lord in heaven not to riot against him.
He
told us in 2 Corinthians 5 that Christ is in us and he wants to reconcile with people. He committed to us the ministry of reconciliation.
So
all of these who moved on following and different beliefs, those which appear like salvation,
it's
the moment you get the light of everything and you choose out light or darkness. Let's move on.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri, essuula eyokuna, n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
2 Corinthians 4:3.
Nti naye okubikkibwako, obanga enjiri yaffe ebikkibwako, ebikkibwako mwaba ababula. Katonda ow'emirembe gino be yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe, abatakkiriza. Omusana gw'enjiri ey'ekitiibwa kya Kristo, oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda. Gulemenga okubaakira.
It's
the moment
when you
was blinded by eyes
and
you don't know where your religion came from
or
your belief you are into, because it appears like salvation.
When all those that we broken, so
you thought it's the salvation, you're going to get explained well on this fourth beast.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
Now
it is you will decide to believe the light of the gospel of Christ, that it lights for you to know clear what had he been hidden from you, the sacred dark things.
Second Corinthians 4:5. Wabula Kristo Yesu nga ye Mukama waffe, naffe nga tuli baddu bammwe ku lwa Yesu. Kubanga Katonda ye yayogera nti omusana gulyaka mu kizikiza.
It's
the moment.
Omusana gwake mu kizikiza.
Light to shine in the darkness.
Buli kimu okitegeera.
Everything that you understand it.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
Kubanga bingi by'ozotegeera gye buvuddeko.
There are many things you've understood some time back.
Naye bwe tuwolekera ensolo ey'okuna.
When you head to the fourth beast,
okitegeerera
ddala. You're going to totally understand.
Omusana mungi.
The light is much.
Naye nga gwaka buli awo wadde akazikiza.
But it shines everywhere there has been darkness.
Era kyandiviirako abamu okwekwekera ddala kudaddamu kulabika ku maapu y'ensi.
It may cause others to hide totally, never to appear on the map of this world.
Until
they will head to that real destruction.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Yes.
Because of the much light.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri essuula eyokuna, olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians 4:6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yayogera nti omusana gulyaka mu kizikiza. Eyayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okutegeera ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo. Naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibye by'ebbumba, amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gayenga eri Katonda.
Amaanyi agasinga obungi,
surpassing power,
gagenda kugoberera omusana,
going to follow this light.
Omusana ogw'okumanya,
the light of knowledge,
batwasanguliza ddala eby'ekizikiza,
as we expose things of darkness.
Ekisinga okwewuunyisa,
what surprises most,
kugenda kubeera kakawooko okumanya,
going to be having the aroma of knowledge,
era nga buli awulira awo,
and whoever hears will feel the fragrance and will enjoy it.
Kati abali mu kizikiza,
those in darkness,
abali medde ku side y'ekizikiza,
those exist on the side of darkness,
mujja kulokosa obusungu naye Mukama alina amaanyi mangi gagenda oteeka wakati w'abatukuvu
n'abatukuvu. Anger, but God has much power he's going to put in the midst of the saints.
Yes, he has
raised Jesus.
Era nga yatugamba,
and he told us,
Makolisi ekisooka essuula eno ey'okubiri,
1 Corinthians 2.
Mune bakolisi ekyokubiri essuula yaakubiri,
2 Corinthians 2.
Olunyi olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Paka olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri essuula ey'okubiri olunyiriri lwa 11.
2 Corinthians 2:11.
Sitaani alemenga okutwekulumbalizaako kubanga tetulinga batategeera nkwe ze. Naye bwe najja mu ttoluwa olw'enjiri ya Kristo era oluggi bwe lwanzigulirwawo mu Mukama waffe, saalaba kuwummula mu mwoyo gwange olw'obutasanga Tito muganda wange. Naye ne mbasiibula ne ŋŋenda mu Makedoni. Naye Katonda yeebazibwe akitwala bulijjo ng'abawanguzi mu Kristo. n'atubikuza evvumbe ly'okumutegeera ye mu buli kifo
kyonna kigenda kubuna.
Yesu
enjiri egenda kugita mu
nsi
naye nga vvumbe
lyakumanya
era ebyokunyonyola
tobisuubira
ng'emboozi
kugenda
soma
kimuolugendo
lwekulu ebyalubikula
nabitudde
okumanya kwennyini n'akawoowo
abakolesa ekyokubiri essuula eyokubiri olunyiriri olw'ekkumi
n'ettaano
kubanga tuli vvumbe eddungi erya Kristo eri Katonda mwabo abalokoka ne mwabo ababula. Nti kubanga tuli vvumbe eddungi erya Kristo eri Katonda mwabo abalokoka ne mwabo ababula. Eri abo ababula tuli vvumbe eriva mu kufa erireeta okufa
kakati bw'oba obula w'ozikirira ddala
ng'osaanaogenda
kuwulira bubi ebigambo bigenda
kunyigiriza
kubanga ogenda kulaba nga bikunyigiriza bikusindisa eri ku sayidi yo gye
walondawo
era nga bigimulisizaamu omusana
mungi.
Abakolinsa ekyokubiri essuula eyokubiri olunyiriri lwa 16 nti eri abo ababula tuli vvumbe eriva mu kufa erireeta okufa naye eribali tuli vvumbe eriva mu bulamu erireeta obulamu
kulwabalamu
tubuulira
era lwe balondawo bigambo bya bulamu
era
ne balaba omusana ogw'obulamu naye eri abazikirira ebigambo balaba nga bya
kufa
kuzikirira
destruction
osomesa yaraba akuddeyo
mu gehi
naye kyangu nnyo
saleddiiro
yolekera omusana
gw'okumanyaogenda
kuba nesan
siryalero
lwokka
naye
ennaku zonna ez'obulamu
omukama
waffe
yesu
ekigambo ekirala nga tugenda okulabaera ensolo
eyokuyesu
yebazibu ekigambo ddiini
the word religion
tekikutabula
it shouldn't trouble you
eddiini kibeera kibiina ky'abantu
religion is a group of people
akirina empisa ez'enjawulo
and they have different characters among themselves
toddawo ng'olwanira ddiini
yo don't be there fighting for your religion
guno twogera ku musana gwakumanya
here we speak of the light of knowledge
atwogereko katono ku ddiini
let's speak briefly of religion
okusinga mu Yakobo essuula eyasooka
according to James chapter 1
onyolwalimuomukaaga
verse 26
Yakobo essuula esooka olunyiriri 2:26
James 1:26
omuntu yenna bwe yeerowooza nga wa ddiini bw'ataziyiza lulimi lwe naye nga yeerimba omutima gwe eddiini y'oyo teriiko kyegasa
eddiini
religion
ziba mpisa
they are characters
eziyinza okuba ennungi oba embi
which can be good or evil
so tuddawo ogambye ndi munaddiini
don't be there saying me I'm a religious
kubanga agamba nze ndi munnampisa
as if you say me I'm a person of character
katuddawo munwanira ddiini yange
don't be there like fighting for your religion
bino tuli ku musana n'ekizikiza
twawula in darkness we separate it
twawula obulamu n'okufa
separate life and death
ontegedde
bulungi
ovula bayatandisa kugamba sirutoolwa
ddiini
sibutibwa empisa zo
n'ez'omulala
naye we ziba mpisa za butuukirivu
ziba
ez'omusana
we
ziba ezitali za
butuukirivu
z'ez'ekizikiza
z'eza sitaani
tegeraganye bulungi
so
tuddawo ate mpulira eddiini yange
mubyogeddeko
weziraba mpisa mbi era tujja kwogereza mpisa
mbi ez'okusinzanga ebifaananyi
ekigambo ddiini obadde oba okitwala
eddiini
yange
nzeogerako
aloyinza okuba oli musiraamu
ayeddiini
and
that's your religion
naye bwe tunasangayo ebitali
mumusanaoomusana
gw'ekigambo gwegunaakumulisiza olabe
the light of the word will lighten for you to see Characters you are in, you call of your religions, are the ones of God. Character or the religion of God, they are fruits of righteousness. And the religion of the devil, they are acts of unrighteousness. Sometimes they mix. Therefore, masquerades as an angel of light. Find religions hanging in that.
James 1:27. Okulambulanga enfunzi ne bannamwandu mu bunaku bwabwe n'okwekuumanga obutaba na mabala ag'omunsi.
The leopard. If you have the
spirit,
even your kingdom, if it's like that, you know where it falls. Your religion, if it's like that, you know where you fall. If you walk in the spots of this world, the acts of unrighteousness.
You
understand this clear.
James 1:27. Eteri muko mu maso ga Katonda kitaffe yeno okulambulanga enfuuzi ne bannamwandu mu bunaku bwabwe n'okwekuumanga obutaba na mabala ag'omunsi.
Owulidde bulungi
bwewekuuma God says you have religion. You have fruits of righteousness. Those who have a religion of the devil. They have acts of unrighteousness. Like you see that the religions of the devil. Bible speaks to them so much in Colossians chapter 2.
Colossians 2:18. Nga gukula n'okukuza kwa Katonda. Obanga mwafiira wamu ne Kristo, okuleka eby'olubereberye eby'ensi, kiki ekibeeteesa wansi w'amateeka ng'abakyali abalamu mu nsi. Nti tokwatangako, so toleegangako, so tokomangako. Ebyo byonna biggweerawo mu kukolebwa, okugobereranga ebiragiro n'okuyigiriza eby abantu. Ebyo birina ddala ekifaananyi eky'amagezi mu kusinza Katonda. Abantu kwe bagunja bokka mu kwewombeeka ne mu kubonyaabonya omubiri.
People think what is religion? People say by religion, they don't know what a religion means. Before you thought a religion means what? They are involved knocking. They said a religion is God in the hearts of people.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. As we handle the aspects of belief, there are people who got out of the rightful faith and they follow the deceiving spirits. Let's speak of
them.
When you hear us speak of your belief,
in
the moment of studying the fourth beast, don't be surprised. For
there
are beliefs which appear like salvation.
It
with horns like of the Lamb of God. It even works miracles.
But
when we speak of the beliefs,
put the religion aside, explain it. Now we handle the belief.
I hear born again faith
and the others and the many others. All of them, you'll see them.
You're
not
going
to speak of any personality.
But
if you hear those beasts explained, you discover yourself. Your religion or your belief falls where? Is it the salvation of the real Christ? Of taking you to heaven? Or it moves the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil, which is like the beast. First Timothy chapter 4.
First
Timothy 4 from verse 1.
Na yu mwoyo ayogera lwatu nti munaku ezoluvanyuma walibawa walipo mukukiriza ngaba ulire emyoyo egikyamya n'okuyigiriza kwaba setani olwobu nanfusi bwabalimba ngaba okebwa emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya ngaba wera okufumbiriganwanga era nga balagira okulekanga ebiriibwa Katonda biyatoni birirwenga mukwebaza.
Amadini mangi agali yaoneti kiriza.
Many religions and beliefs are right here.
Ngabo baavira dala mukukiriza.
And they totally got off the faith.
Anyone who wants kiriza, badi nezi kiriza.
That they claim they have a faith in them and belief.
Ezi kiriza
a belief.
That
horns in the beast with horns like of the lamb. They too seem to believe. They abolish getting married. Roman Catholic is right here.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Others
abolish different kinds of foods like the Adventists. You will see them.
They
are beliefs and the faith right there. When you say the fourth beast, they're not going to, most of them are in its beasts.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
I'm
going to pose questions.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. But what I'm trying to bring is this.
Understand,
this is not a battle of religions and beliefs. But it's a battle between light and darkness. Between and its wage is
death,
and that's the devil,
no Muslim,
and life,
yeah, yeah, Christ.
And that is Christ.
Yes, to you,
praise Jesus. If you speak of belief, people will say, leave our belief. But instead, people are going to abandon the faith, and they have their own beliefs. For the rightful faith is the hearing the word of God. Talk like this in Romans 10, verse
17.
Romans 10, 17.
Kale, okukiriza, kuva mu kuwulira, n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
The rightful faith
is
humble to explain the word of God. Scripture by scripture.
And it is
3 to 4 scriptures. Command 3 to 4 and above. Right from the different books.
Like it
speaks in Isaiah 28 from verse 9 unto 13. You get to be command by command. Scriptures. Different books making up the Bible. Capture every word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
to bring back this word at this moment,
he
asked the question, when the Son of Man will get back, will he find faith on this world? That which comes from hearing the word of God. But remember what the devil did.
He faked
a belief. Not believe the word of God, but believe. Each one has his own belief. We are children of God.
Must
find us who believe the light of the word shining. And we do just as it speaks in the name of the Lord Jesus. It speaks like this. In Luke 18.
from
verse 6
and 7.
Luke 18 from
verse 6.
Mukama wafe n'agamba nti, muwulire omulamuzi oyo atali mutuukirivu ky'agamba. Kale ne Katonda talidamula balonde be abamukabirira emisana n'ekiro ng'akyagumiikiriza. Mbagamba nti alibalamula mangu, naye omwana w'omuntu bw'alijja aliraba okukkiriza ku nsi.
Nti w'alituukira okudda w'ali.
When you wish to come back,
okukkiriza
the faith. Jesus finds it in the people.
If you
have faith which comes from hearing the word of God, when he finds it, but we thank him,
or
he will find us existing.
We
believe the word as it speaks.
And
we do as it says. Spoken James 2. That faith without works is dead.
But we are
going to back faith with works in the word. The Lord will find us still having faith.
And it
is not worked within beliefs.
You
know, faith has to be one. Like in Ephesians 4. The one faith. The Lord Jesus one. The hope is one.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
The
faith we speak of
in
Ephesians
4 comes
from hearing and hearing the word of God.
But
at the same time, that faith
is
what holds what we hope for. What we hope for, like heaven, eternal life, but still on the other side, holds other things like hell and the lake of fire. Those two are hoped for.
Through
the evil we expect them.
And
when we take the faith of the word,
you
say that that we hope for and expect it.
And
we fight not to fall in hell and the lake of fire. And we choose out a good hope. Eternal life in heaven. Now in brief,
the introduction
we've given you, as you will understand the fourth beast, the kingdom of the devil, the fourth in the world,
Roman Empire,
known as the Roman Empire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
As we're going to see its image,
Roman Catholic Church,
Roman Catholic Church and the religions in its umbrella. And to see the beast of two horns which appear like of the Lamb of God, and it works miracles, the beast which appear like of salvation. The battle has been waged between light and darkness. Don't get an axe. You put down the axe back down. We want to break in the darkness.
You
may say that I've spoken much of my religion. Let me hold an axe.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Yes. Daniel.
We begin like this, Daniel. We began the beast. The fourth beast. It's been an introduction now. Is it not worthy to be known?
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Daniel is Sura Eokuna.
Daniel 4.
No, Sura Yamasam.
Beginning. Daniel.
Sura Yamasam.
Chapter 7.
On your Rabbi Musa.
From 23.
Daniel is Sura Yamasam. No, you are Rabbi Musa. Now you get a word in tea. Ensolo eyokuna eriba bwakabaka obwokuna mu nsi, obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bwonna, era obulirya ensi zonna, era obulizisambirira, era obulizimenyaamenya.